Morals. Where do they come from? Answers with Ken Ham, who's the visionary behind the High Tech Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. I remember the time I engaged a public school teacher on the creation evolution issue. At one stage, I asked the teacher whether he taught his students any morals, that some things were right and some wrong. He said he did. I then asked him where he got these morals. He smiled and said, "Well, I have to be honest and say they come from the Judeo-Christian ethic and the Bible." This teacher then told me that because of evolution, it was obvious the Bible wasn't true. I then asked if he taught his children these same morals. Well, he did. I then asked what he'd do when his daughter tells him that she agrees with him that the Bible can't be trusted, so she's just going to make up her own morals and reject his. He looked at me and changed the subject. The bottom line is, if the Bible's not true, there's no basis for absolute right and wrong.
Indeed, using Scripture, we can argue against the secularists who fight for abortion, homosexual marriage, and so on. Well, for some fascinating information on this intriguing topic, call us and receive our 96-page pocket guide on today's social ills and how they're actually connected to the Bible's book of Genesis. Call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS and make your donation of any size. Call our nonprofit ministry at 888-89-ANSWERS or go to our website of answersoffer.org. Answersoffer.org.